so hard, baby. Loving you is fun. Feet off the ground, so happy I found you, baby. I love it. There's no self-help book on your shelf. You know too well they're trying to sell you something. Nothing, 'cause love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's alright to keep it light now, mama, don't you think? Love don't have to be a bunch of drama, bunch of knockdown dragouts, crying in the rain. It's all right to keep it light now, mama, don't you?
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With polls showing the economy is among top issues for voters, the government today reports the nation's gross domestic product, total value of all the goods and services produced in the U.S.
The last financial quarter of 2023 is expected to show just a 2% growth rate. It is nowhere near as robust as the previous quarter's nearly 5% growth. That means that Americans were still spending around the holidays, but not at the pace they did earlier in the year. Economists pointing to higher energy prices and a tighter job market helping cool inflation.
ABC's Andy Field. Another Proud Boy going away for involvement in January 6th. A judge sentencing Mark Brew to 6 years in the penitentiary, but not before Brew berated the judge as a clown and fraud presiding over a kangaroo court. Unauthorized welding is suspected in a fire in a commercial building in southeast China that killed at least 39 people. This is ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, February milk down 8 to 1562, March down 2 to 1595, April down 15 to 1648, May milk down 20 at 1710. Cheese markets, barrels down a quarter to 145 and three quarters, 40-pound blocks steady at 150, no trades on the day. Cash butter up 3 1/4 to 257 and three quarters, no trades. Grading non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 119 and a quarter, one trade. Dry whey up 3/4 to 44 and a quarter, one trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move higher as demand continues to remain strong this week in the countryside for live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets were higher, fueled by strong demand and the hopes that there'll be more pork demand in the future with China culling down its sows. February live cattle up 70 cents to 175.35. January feeder cattle up 82 cents to 231.82. February hogs up 60 cents to 73.90. Meanwhile, on a quiet Wednesday with little in the way of market moving news, corn and wheat continued their mild recovery from multi-month lows. Soybeans and soy products traded mixed and even slower trade. A sharp plunge in ethanol production last week related to weather failed to get a bearish response in the corn market. March corn up 5 3/4 to 452 1/4. New crop up 4 3/4 to 482 1/4. March beans up 3/4 to 1240 1/4. New crop up 1 to 1208. March soybean meal up 220 to 363.30, while March soybean oil down 89 cents to 47.32. Chicago wheat, March up 14 1/4 to 610 3/4. May up 13 1/2 to 620 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, March up 5 1/2 to 704 3/4. And May up 5 3/4 to 709 1/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM Tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 382, February 385, March 388, new crop 427. Cash beans 1145, February 1150, March 1155, new crop 1123. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 407 1/4, February 410 1/4, March 414 1/4, and new crop at 427 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 419, February 417, March 414, and new crop 422. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash in February corn 392, March 397, new crop 417, cash beans 1160, February 1163, March 1166, new crop 1133. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 397, new crop 427, cash beans 1155, new crop 1123. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 427, April 434, May 438, new crop 432, cash beans 1191, April 1214, May 1217, new crop 1153. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn 392, new crop 427, cash beans 1162, new crop 1133. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 148 to 175, Holstein fed cattle 125 to 157, market cows 67 to 108, bulls 67 to 108, calves 180 to 750, beef steers 152 to 270, Holstein steers 105 to 200. Sheep markets, ewes 125 and down. Goat markets, does 195 and down. Bucks 150 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 250 to 300. Fed lambs 165 to 200. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy, dreary, and drizzly today. We'll get to 36 for a high this afternoon. There may be a little freezing drizzle at times this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark, but drizzle showers through much of the day. Tonight, more of the same. Cloudy, drizzly, 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote, "Come for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. The alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? Me, baby, would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And did Toby Keith, How Do You Like Me Now, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s. Have some areas of drizzle, light freezing rain, and even some fog this morning, and that's going to stick around. But the warmer temperatures will also continue, and we'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, those of you in Pierce County, you have a chance to apply for the Centennial and Sesquicentennial Farm and or Homestead with the Pierce County Fair. We're going to find out more about that next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues affecting rural America. The tensions in the Mideast and in the Red Sea are impacting agricultural trade. We'll explain coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Significant apprehensions persist in the Middle East regarding agricultural transportation due to the escalating tensions. The primary concern revolves around the Red Sea, where rebels supported by Iran are consistently targeting and attacking ships carrying goods. Brian Irey, Crossroads Co-op General Manager and grain trader, gives more insight on the situation.
It is unbelievable the amount of freight that ends up moving through the Red Sea, and it is creating some issues with Maersk and some of these companies that primarily specialize in moving containers. They're having to take longer routes to get around the Red Sea.
He says the attacks are being made with no clear motive.
The U.S. did end up making a strike and killed one of the leaders that was behind these attacks. I haven't heard any backlash yet, and we'll see how that plays out here as we move on through the week. But it hasn't just been solely related to U.S. ships. It has happened to ships from a variety of countries.
Many traders, including Iran, are hoping that the Red Sea cargo ship attacks would be tamed down and under control within the near future. Unfortunately, Iran is not helping its cause by attacking U.S. military bases in Iraq, which have now led to some potential injuries of U.S. servicemen and women, and that could lead to the United States retaliating by attacking targets in Iran, which then could lead the Iranians to help increase the attacks by the rebels on Red Sea shipping and also spread the current Middle Eastern war, which would also have an adverse effect on shipping in the Mideast. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy, dreary, and drizzly today. We'll get to 36 for a high this afternoon. There may be a little freezing drizzle at times this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark, but drizzle showers through much of the day. Tonight, more of the same. Cloudy, drizzly, 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country, 1430 a.m. and 107.3 FM.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find.
many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long, long stream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road. Time I lost and give it back to you, but you just smile, take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Rascal Flatts, Bless the Broken Road, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s across the region this morning. Well, next Thursday and Friday we will be in Wisconsin Dells for the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo at the Kalahari Conference Center. Over 1,200 corn and soybean growers and pork producers will be attending. There'll be 125 exhibitors from across the country in the trade show. This is like a mini commodity classic. Now, some of the things that will be happening on Thursday, there'll be a keynote address from Angie Setzer, who's been in the cash grain industry for over 18 years and launched Consess Ag Consulting in 2021. So she's going to be talking about the grain markets. Also on Friday, there'll be a farm bill session as well. We'll be talking a little bit about the farm bill. Now, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but Congressman Derek Van Orden has actually been invited to attend that as well. Plus, Rob Sharkey, better known as the Shark Farmer, is the keynote speaker for Friday's lunch as well. And if you haven't already, just visit cornsoyexpo.org, cornsoyexpo.org, to register. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. Iowa has long played a big role in the world of biofuels, with the state being the leader in corn ethanol production and a top biodiesel producer. Industry officials from around the country recently participated in the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit, and I'll have the details after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
In 2023, USDA estimates just under 5.5 billion bushels of corn were ground for ethanol. That's roughly a third of the U.S. corn crop. And it's a similar story for soybeans, with nearly 1.2 billion bushels being crushed last year for biodiesel and renewable diesel demand. And keeping those demand drivers on an upward trajectory was the main topic of conversation at the Iowa Renewable Fuel Summit in mid-January, with industry experts and politicians gathering to talk about the future of the sector. The summit kicked off with an address by Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, who touted the recent USDA investment of $19 million in grants for fuel retailers to secure biofuels infrastructure. And the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association honored him with the Lifetime Champion of Renewable Fuels Award in recognition of his work on behalf of biofuels as both the governor of Iowa and Secretary of Agriculture. Attendees also heard an update on sustainable aviation fuel. SAF, which we've talked about before, is a low-carbon aircraft fuel developed using biofuel inputs instead of fossil fuel inputs. But otherwise, it's identical to traditional jet fuel. According to a study commissioned by the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, allowing ethanol to participate in the SAF market could drive as much as 4 billion bushels of additional corn into the ethanol industry. But that figure came with an important caveat. According to Emily Score, CEO of ethanol trade group Growth Energy, much of the growth opportunity for biofuels hinges on being able to transport and sequester carbon dioxide. She gave the keynote presentation to the crowd and discussed the pushback to carbon capture and sequestration projects which took hold across the Midwest last summer. She said the industry was disappointed in the failure of those projects to get off the ground, but reiterated that it's up to the industry to engage growers, saying, quote, "They're the key players who drive local support. It's our job to help neighbors connect the dots and see how our communities will benefit very directly from carbon transportation and storage." I'll have more when we come back.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
In addition to policy and demand, biofuels proponents at the Iowa Renewable Fuel Summit heard an update on Brazil, which has seen corn production soar in recent years, and corn ethanol production is climbing as well, with that South American country seeing an 800% increase in production over just the last 5 years. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
KFC's wraps are still just $2 for $5. Just think about that. Two wraps, just $5. You want a new spicy mac and cheese wrap and a new honey barbecue chicken wrap for lunch? Just $5. You want a new mac and cheese wrap and a spicy slaw wrap as a snack? Just $5. You want two classic KFC wraps just because? Just $5. KFC wraps are back for a limited time. Now with three new options. Choose two for just $5. It's finger licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and third-party ordering websites. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The sun is coming up and I'm just going down. Everywhere I look, the world keeps turning round. And though I said I never would be satisfied, oh baby, I lied. I couldn't leave you if I tried.
Pack up my clothes and I
can't stop my heart.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs. I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. On earth, but it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Wenikins. Organic Valley, the largest cooperative of organic farmers in the nation, announced the first agreements and payments to initial organic farmers participating in Organic Valley's carbon insetting program this week. Building off of UW-Madison's published research in the Journal for Cleaner Production, which showed Organic Valley's average on-farm milk emissions were some of the lowest in the nation, the cooperative is taking the next step to improve the carbon footprint of its milk. As a recipient of the USDA Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities grant, the co-op is offering additional support for practices implemented on eligible Organic Valley member-owned farms, including selecting and scoping region-specific projects, verification of those projects, and then helping to fund the practiced installation. The co-op is offering technical assistance to help farmers plan and design carbon-reducing projects, source grant implementation funds, and ensure monitoring and verification of the projects. The projects include renewable energy installations at farmsteads, upgraded manure management technology, and enteric-reducing feed supplements. Milk production in Wisconsin in December totaled 2.67 billion pounds, up slightly from the previous December. That, according to USDA's milk production report. The average number of milk cows during December, 1.27 million head, was unchanged from last month and unchanged from December of 2022. Monthly production per cow averaged 2,105 pounds, up 10 pounds from last December. Now, milk production in the 24 major states in December totaled 18.1 billion pounds. That was down 0.1% from December of 2022. Wisconsin's Dairy Business Association, the state's leading dairy advocate, welcomed new energy and expertise to its board at the recent Dairy Strong Conference. Three directors were elected, ensuring a diverse and experienced leadership team for the organization. Greg Singelhalter was elected vice president, while Spencer Frost was elected secretary. New members to the board include Travis Spires, production director, and from Shiloh Dairy. And the DBA is also expressing gratitude to Paul Fetzer of Fetzer Farms in Elmwood for his 9 years of dedicated service to DBA. Sustainable aviation fuel could grow into the largest new market ever seen for U.S. farm commodities thanks to the start of production at Lanza Jet Freedom Pines Fuels. However, groups in the Midwestern states say they could miss out on the opportunity without low-carbon ethanol, which requires carbon capture and sequestration. Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Executive Director Monty Shaw says, today and every day going forward, American farmers and ethanol producers are losing demand until we get carbon capture and sequestration online. Iowa Corn Usage and Production Committee Chair Dan Kreitzer adds, Lanza Jet Freedom Pines Fuels will use a variety of low-carbon sustainable ethanol, making this an eye-opening experience to what Iowa corn farmers could expect to be part of. No Iowa ethanol plant currently has a carbon intensity score low enough to qualify as an SAF feedstock. Only one plant in the U.S. using CCS is currently producing SAF-friendly ethanol. The American Farm Bureau Federation concluded its 2024 annual convention, setting policy direction for the organization this year. Passing a farm bill this year is the top priority for Farm Bureau members, followed by labor and artificial intelligence data privacy. Delegates voted to create new policy to address the growth of artificial intelligence in agriculture, which has the potential to enhance farming practices and conserve resources. But AFBF says privacy rights must also be respected. Delegates also voted to stabilize wage rates for guest workers and revise H-2A and H-2B programs. They also reaffirmed their support for increasing reference prices in the Farm Bill and maintaining a strong crop insurance program. Additionally, Farm Bureau delegates agreed to say in the rural communications section of the policy book, quote, we support vehicle manufacturers continuing to include AM radio in vehicles, unquote. Beyond policy changes, AFBF President Zippy Duvall and Vice President Scott Vanderwall were unanimously reelected for another 2-year term. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Wenikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy, dreary, and drizzly today. We'll get to 36 for a high this afternoon. There may be a little freezing drizzle at times this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark, but drizzle showers through much of the day. Tonight, more of the same. Cloudy, drizzly, 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.